The best part about sports is not the stadiums, it's not the food, and it's definitely not the teams. It's when the team does well and you turn to the complete stranger next to you and give him the crispest high five you've ever done. Hello and welcome back to Sports Talk with Jimmy, the best sports show here on KGNU, where we cover the latest and greatest when it comes to sports stories from across the Front Range. And today we have a story about crime. That's right, you thought this was a sports show. Today we're talking about a criminal, because there is a criminal in the Front Range area, and he has targeted a figure near and dear to my heart. That's right, Dinger the Dinosaur, the purple, cuddly triceratops that can be found at Coors Field, spreading joy and love to Rockies fans, has been attacked. Thursday, April 13th, Dinger was seen dancing on top of a dugout during a game between the Colorado Rockies and the St. Louis Cardinals when a man came sprinting from behind the dugout and tackled the prehistoric figure to the ground, and the assault was all captured on a video that was later posted to Twitter. Dinger was evaluated for injuries but was deemed to be okay. He will remain the healthiest dinosaur on the planet. As for man that committed the assault, who was he? Why did he do this? We still don't know. Despite the entire act being caught on camera in front of an entire crowd of people at Coors Field, police didn't manage to catch the guy. They are still investigating to find this man and bring him to proper justice. His face was missing in the video, and somehow the man just managed to slip by everyone in the entire stadium. In all seriousness, this man is up on an assault charge. And you can't just go around tackling people for no reason. You can't even do that in football. That's at least 15 yards. I did do my journalistic duties and reached out to a few other mascots to comment on the assault, see what they had to say. But then I had the harsh reality check that mascots cannot talk. And I'd like to send an apology to Chip the Buffalo and Rocky of the Denver Nuggets for even trying. The Rockies did manage to end up winning that game 7-4 to put a happy ending on the mascot's assault. This, however, has not been the first time in 2023 that a mascot has been assaulted by a fan. In February, the Florida Panthers mascot, Victor E. Ratt, was assaulted by a Tampa Bay Lightning fan. Now, if you look at the video, it looks incredibly staged, but the media reports are saying it is completely real. The fan ended up pulling the jersey over the mascot's face while yelling pro-Tampa Bay Lightning chants. Weirdly enough, the Panthers ended up winning that game also 7-1, and that's a hockey score. So what I'm hearing is that teams are undefeated when their mascots get assaulted. So maybe if you're not rooting for the home team, just leave the mascots alone. Statistics say it gives you a better chance for your team to pull out a victory. But for real though, guys, don't mess with mascots. Those guys have to deal with thousands of people per game, a lot of them are drinking, and they're in a hot costume. And they're probably not getting paid enough, unless you're Rocky from the Nuggets. So just give them a high five and enjoy the game, take a picture, and be nice, guys. And that is just about all I've got for y'all today on this segment of Sports Talk with Jimmy. I, of course, am your host, Jimmy Searfoss, advocating for the safety of mascots everywhere. Y'all have a good Friday, and tune in next week at the same time for more.